We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we're going to tape this, and let's get going. 3, 2, let me just make sure recording. Boom. Very excited to talk to this man. Exciting week it had to be for him. Danny Chavez, the Colombian warrior. He won his UFC debut. Long time coming, man. Congratulations. Awesome performance by you. What has the week been like? Just getting to bask in it a little bit. What have you done to celebrate? What's it been like? Who have you heard from? It's got to be an awesome feeling.
Thank you. Man. I've been really eating. Number one, every fighter, that's the first week, we go on a binge, man. We just go and eat. Everybody's invited me to eat everywhere, so I've just been eating. And I've been really caught up a lot this week in a lot of interviews and watching basketball, chilling with my friends. Not really, you know, we're in Miami. In Miami right now, you know, nothing is really open to go out or anything. So we just keeping it, like, in home, my friends' houses. Like I said, just watching sports and eating.
Who are you rooting for the playoffs?
Yeah. No, we're watching the playoffs right now. I think the Heat plays in a few hours.
Yeah, man. You a Heat fan?
Yeah, I'm a Heat fan. And I'm a Russell Westbrook fan. So wherever Russell Westbrook is at, cool. I'm following him too.
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, listen, that's a good way to spend the playoffs. I like the afternoon basketball too. It's been like basketball all day. It's been a binge mode. Yeah. It's been really
yes. And especially for me because I don't have a fight coming up till I don't even have to be at the gym till like next week. And I'm coming just to like start all over again to like, you know, start warming up the body again to train hard. So this whole week I've been able to spend it watching basketball since it's a whole day. I've been just, like I said, just laying in the crib, inviting my friends, eating, just watching basketball.
Well, your teammates were super proud of you, man. I saw the reaction on social media, just, you know, like retweeted an interview of yours and like, they were like, you got to get them on, like, come on, man, Miami. And they were super proud of you. What was that feeling like? Just kind of seeing all the people there who you see regularly, but they get to see on this big stage succeeding.
It was great, man. I had actually one of my students, Alex, he actually sent me a video of him watching it. He was so nervous. It was funny, man. Like, he kept grabbing his shirt. Like, and when I think in the second round when I dropped him, he was like, go, finish him. He was going crazy. My family sent me videos of them, too. It's a great feeling, man. It's great to feel supported like that. You know what I mean? Everybody was showing so much love and so much support. And it's dope because, like I always said, like, I actually felt very confident while I was fighting. I feel like everybody's energy was with me that day.
Did you have an idea this was possible, Danny, after you won in Global Legion? Like when you were fighting the 3 weeks beforehand, this call happens. Did you know eyeballs were on you, or was it a complete shock when you got the call to step in?
I knew that this win with Global Legion was gonna be a reason to help us to go somewhere big, even if it was not in the UFC, which that was what we were aiming at. But like say, let's say UFC didn't happen, and then let's say we had to go to another big organization, but we probably could get good money, stuff like that. The UFC was always in my mind, and it was always something I would talk about it. I feel like I brought it to existence because I was always telling my friends, like, look, you know, for example, for my last fight, I normally hydrate with an IV. You get an IV bag, and you get to hydrate. And for some reason, the nurse couldn't find the vein. So I told them, like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Because when I make it to a UFC, they don't let you use IVs. so I gotta get used to them. So I'll say things like that, you know, and I feel like I brought it to existence because I'll be honest, I didn't think I was gonna be this quick, this soon, me fighting in the UFC, because I had just fought. A week and a half later, I get the call. Everything, I didn't even get to embrace it so much at the beginning. I was like, yo, is this real? Like, you know what I mean? Because if they would have told me, Danny, you're fighting in October in the UFC, you got so much time to prepare yourself for it. Me, I had to, like, train for a week quick and cut weight for another week. So everything was like, I was busting a lot of missions. Because since it was a short notice, I had to go get an MRI scan. Different type of eye doctor, blood exams, EKGs, go fill out this paper over here. So I was busy training and busy with doing so much paperwork that it took me to, like, when I got there to Vegas to be like, damn, man, I'm in the UFC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The UFC. So yeah, man, like, it was great, man. I'll be honest, man, like a month ago, I didn't think of this, you know what I mean? And now it's like, you're part of the roster. Now you got 3 fights left. Go get them. You know, it's cool.
What did it? When you did get a chance after you're celebrating and you're kind of getting to basking a little bit, like, did it live up to it? Like when they say your name and you get your hand raised, like did it live up to maybe those moments when you were visualizing it and thinking about that moment whenever it happened, or was it all surreal? Like, what was that like?
You know, the whole week over there, they treat us really well. And like the whole, because I got there early. I got there on Tuesday. The weigh-ins were on Friday. The whole entire time that I was there, if I would have gone there like on Thursday, I would not enjoy like their service. You know what I mean? They're very, very professional. Waiting for you at the airport with a limousine driver, which I'm not used to that. You know, I'm used to drive myself to the weigh-ins and to everywhere. Then they keep you in a hotel, isolated, all that stuff, quarantined. All these COVID tests going on, taking you to the PI, which is like the facility for you to train and cut weight or get services like massage and stuff like that. Going through all that, I was like, okay, this is nice. You know what I mean? Then the moment I was like, oh, damn, this is real right here, is when they had me already standing about to do the walkout. When you're standing doing the walkout, they show you on TV. You see a big screen TV showing you what people are seeing, you know. And so yeah. I come out doing shadow boxing, and then they're talking, here, Danny Chavez, the fighting out of Miami, blah, 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 blah. As they're saying that, I'm watching that, and I'm like, oh, damn, this is what everybody's watching right now. And then from this camera, it shows me walking out. And then I start walking out with my song. You know, I had Nas, one mic. I went all the way to the cage. And, like, the whole entire time, I'm like, oh, damn. Then I get in the cage. I see the referee. He's, you know, talking to us. And then when I see Bruce Buffer, that's when I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Because this Bruce Buffer. And Bruce Buffer, really, at one point, got me a little shook, because he goes and, like, you always see on TV how hyper he is. You know what I mean? How he introduces the fight. But it's different when you have it right in front of your face. He goes in, he's like, out of the blue corner, he just turns around really fast and screams your name, Daddy, you know, like the Colombian warrior. Like when he did that, like, I was like, oh shit, man, this is dope. So yeah, those were the moments that I really was feeling like, oh man, I'm fighting in the UFC. This is crazy. This is nice. You know, that's the moment I started like really like seeing how crazy it was. But like I said, since I'm in the fight myself, I'm in the fight. It's different for me. Like I brought one of my students. Like he was my third corner, and he's one of my best friends too. He was there. And he told me that for him it was a whole different thing. Like he was like more shocked than probably I was, because I had to think about the fight. At the end of the day, I'm here to fight somebody. So I'm so focused on the fight that for him, he told me like, yo, Danny, this was one of the craziest things I ever seen. It's not only because it was the UFC, but like just the fight, Bruce Buffer. Then you go and you talk to Joe Rogan, like everything. For him, it was like very surreal.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. Because like, you know, going to fights down here regionally is cool, and they all put on good shows. But it's dwarfing, I think, the production that goes into the UFC, like the sound system, like it just blares at you, and it's all just, it feels bigger. But when you're in the fight and it's going so well for you early on, like, was that shot, or does that go into complete training mode? Like, because it's, is there any moment where you're almost like out of body, like, holy shit, this is going well for me, and it's off to a good mode? Like, do you have to gather yourself? Do you have to think about that all? Like, kind of hone yourself in because the fight's going well. How does that whole experience go?
I think that me fighting 3 weeks and a half ago, it let me keep that momentum going. So when I went into this fight, I still felt like the same way I fought the last fight, like very calm. I was very composed. You know, I always hear about the UFC jitters, and I didn't have them. And I really believe it's because I just recently fought. So I feel like I was still like in that fighting. If I would have fought in October or September or something like that, it would have been a whole entire new camp, a lot of expectations. Like, it would have been different, but this was so rushed in 2 weeks. I feel like it didn't give me time to even think about anything but just go out there and fight. And going into the third round, I knew I had won the first two. But I started to, like, start being a little heavy. You know what I mean? Like I said, I had 2 weight cuts in 1 month and 2 camps, and this one was literally a camp. So I think, like, and we went to altitude. You know what I mean? We went to Vegas.
Yeah, you talked about that after the fight. You noticed that? Like, the air was different?
I felt like I adapted to it pretty well. If I would have not gone for runs since Wednesday, I think I would have been breathing heavier by the second round. Thank God it happened, like, 2 minutes into the third round, when I was like, I need a little bit of a break right now. And he was pressuring, but he wasn't really pressuring so much. He was just throwing. I was just backing up. And then, like, believe it or not, at like the last minute and a half is when I feel like I got my air back again. It's just a moment. It's just moments. It's like sprints. You know what I mean? You sprint, and then you have to breathe again, sprint again, breathe again. But the good thing is that on Wednesday, since Wednesday, I was outside of the park in the parking lot of the hotel. And that's what I do. Because what I do is that always 2 days before the fight, I play soccer to cut weight. It helps me to sweat, and I like to play soccer. That's always what I do. But I didn't have my friends here. We didn't have a ball. So what I did, I picked spots around the hotel where to do sprint, like to sprint and walk and jog. Sprint, walk, and jog. And I feel like that helped me to adapt a little bit to the altitude there, because at the beginning, the first day, yes, you feel it, like even especially the air outside was very dry. You know, it's Vegas is very dry.
Yeah.
So it burns your throat. It makes you dry really fast. So, but I feel like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I did a lot. I did that for me to cut weight. So I feel like that helped me to adapt a little bit, because Miami, we're under sea level over there. You have some altitude. So I felt that, like I said, I felt that in the third round. Good thing in the first two rounds, I was not feeling that at all.
You guys have had a pretty good year as far as a gym at MMA Masters. I feel like a lot of the South Florida rub goes to American Top Team and Hard Knocks 365, the Black Zanes guys. But you guys, Miguel Baeza, you now have won your UFC debuts this year. Give me the vibe at the gym right now. It's got to be amazing how you guys have felt about this year and getting that kind of shine.
Yeah, man. No, you know, us at MMA Masters, we are brotherhood. You know what I mean? We all help each other out. Everybody was tuning in, and we all tune in for it. It doesn't matter what organization you fight for. It doesn't matter what you fight for. We're always going to support each other. You know what I mean? And right now in the gym, we just feel great, man. Like, a lot of great things are happening. Not just for me, but for a lot of other guys. You know, we got guys coming. We got guys right now. One of my friends is fighting the contender next Tuesday, Rafael Alves. If you know about Rafael Alves, he's a Titan FC champion, and he's one of the most explosive guys I've ever seen. So I can't wait. I know he's going to win that fight, and then why is he going to keep a contract? Because he's one of those guys that you have to watch him fight. You know what I mean? It's like entertaining. And we got more guys coming up right now. Miguel Baez, I think, is fighting on September, which he's already in the UFC. And if I'm not wrong, Kobe is fighting Tyron Woodley. He's been training with us too. So, and then we got more guys right now fighting in other organizations right now. We just finished, my friend Lee Henry just finished winning in Titan by calf kicks. His brother Mike Lilly just won by a knockout in Titan FC as well. My friend Colin Luber just finished winning decision in Titan. So right now we're just riding this moment, man. We're riding it right now. You know, just we are winning We thought 2020 with this whole thing with the corona was going to really mess things up a lot, but hey, man, we've been doing great so far. So, man, we just got to ride with it. Everybody right now is happy. The gym is happy. We're having a great group of guys. The coaches are doing their jobs, you know what I mean, like they always have. Everything is falling in place, so we just got to ride with the wave right now.
That's awesome, man. Before we get you out of here, I've been asking a lot of the tough people this week that we've had on our show. What is the worst pain in Danny Chavez's mind? Brain freeze or hitting your funny bone?
Hitting my funny bone.
It's no joke. It goes up and down the arm. You can't even function, can you?
Yeah. When you hit your funny bone, oh man, yeah. I hate that feeling. I prefer a little brain freeze. I could take that a little bit more.
Danny, congratulations, man. You know, soak this in, man. It's a busy ass month for you. All the best, all the health to you. Stay safe in these crazy times, and we look forward to the next one.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate everybody that has, you know, supported me and tuned in to watch, you know, not only the fight, but they have actually, like I said, my inbox is full of DMs of people just sending me good messages and stuff. It's so full of it. I have to, like, one by one try my best because there's so many, but I want to thank everybody very much. Thank you.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, Danny. I'll send you all the links to everything. All right. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Whatever you want, you already have my Instagram, so just message me at any time. All right.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.